Are you going to leave or are you going to stay? Okay, so I think King Zay's in the chat. He's trying to come in. Can we just open?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Hey, welcome back.
What's going on, girl?
How's it going?
Cooling. We're cooling.
Yes.
It's so great to have you back. I really appreciate you coming in today. We were talking about attachment styles, and somebody asked in the chat about an attachment style with a poly in an open relationship. Would it be avoidant or would it be secure? So I know you came in last week and you talked with us a little bit about your poly relationship. Do you feel like a certain attachment style is labeled to you, or how do you feel about that, King Zay?
Well, number one, if I could be honest, I don't even know what these attachment styles are. So if you can break it, I don't even
know what that is. Okay. Well, real quick, if I can just, attachment styles are basically, there's about four attachment styles and they stem off of how you were treated from the ages of first born to about one. How your caregiver cared for you when you cried, when you needed them. A secure attachment is considered the healthiest attachment style. This style is characterized by a positive view of yourself, others, and relationships. Babies with secure attachments become upset when their parents leave, but are comforted by their return. You have anxious attachment, where babies with anxious attachment become very upset when their parents leave and are difficult to comfort. So they're always scared. They don't know if their parents coming back. They're very distrusting. As adults, they could be that partner that's tracking your phone. You have dismissive avoidant. This stems from rejection. You know, maybe you were crying, your parent just didn't want to deal with you at that time. So as adults, dismissives could be very like, unattached, don't want to talk about it. They walk away. And then you have avoidance who, you know, they don't really want to be involved. They're very hot and cold. So we were wondering, in a poly relationship, do you think that you would have to have a secure attachment or an avoidant?
Definitely secure.
Okay.
Now I can say that before I even explored any of this, I would have been the type that would disengage from a conversation if it got too hot or whatever. I'd be the type to be like, I don't want to talk about this right now. When I talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until I made the conscious decision to work on my communication skills where I became more vocal and required that as a standard of mine for communication to be like on the list of priorities when it came to people that I interact with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was a learned behavior. It wasn't something that was, I would say, innate. Like, I don't think it was something that I really cultivated early on. I had to cultivate it. I had to learn it.
Do you feel like your partner that you're with now helped you with having that secure attachment? Having that good open communication with you, she helped build that security as well, being in a poly relationship too.
Wait, I'm sorry, was it a poly relationship or an open relationship? And is there a difference, Kingsley?
There is. So for the first question, no, I'm going to say no to that. And the reason why I'm going to say no to that is because she didn't really have a play or a say and me wanting to do this for myself. This was something that I took on for myself to cultivate better communication skills. But it definitely helps that she is open to communicating and willing to communicate. It's always good to have a partner that is open and open-minded and willing.
Right.
When you're in a dynamic with somebody. And Marie, she is very open-minded and she is very willing. And that's one of the couple of qualities that I find very attractive in her and in others. But that's one of the strong qualities that I would say that I find very attractive with her. Now, for the second question about open and poly, Mm-hmm. There is a difference. Now, the thing I gotta let y'all know, like, these labels weren't things that we or even myself took hold of. Like, these were things that people made us aware of. You know what I'm saying? Or like, mm-hmm. I would have a conversation with somebody and they would mention it, and I'd be like, what's that? I don't even know what that is. And I would have to go back and do research, and you know, oh, what wow. I mean? And then I would mm-hmm. talk to her and be like, oh yeah, she was having a conversation with somebody and they mentioned something. I'd be like, well, what's that? And we look it up and be like, oh wow, this more lines up with us. And this, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really mm-hmm. something that we said, hey, we're poly or we're this. It was just something that happened to land on our lap, and we researched it and was like, oh shit, this kind of lines up with how we're living and what we believe and our standards and how we, you know, it lines up with our dynamics. So I guess this is what we are. If people were to ask, I guess we could say this, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is a difference between, from what we understanding from other people that I've spoken to that are in the lifestyle that have these type of dynamics, where an open relationship is more sex centered, where they might be in a dynamic where the emotional connection stays between them, but then they're free to have sexual connections with other people. And that would be an open relationship, where it's more sex focused rather than emotional, or I like to call it intimacy. But poly is more focused on the intimacy part. Most people would say, well, isn't intimacy sex? And no, it's not. So sex is sex, and you could definitely be intimate during sex, because it is an intimate moment, right? But intimacy, for me, if I could define it for myself, intimacy is more like the smiles, right? And not just the smiles and the laughs and the giggles and the blushes, but the why behind the smile, the why behind the giggle.
The understanding.
The why behind the blush, right? It's getting to know the person at their core, not the surface, like you would sex. Like, sex is like more surface level shit. But to be intimate with somebody and to get intimate with somebody, you have to go beyond the surface and to get at the core and to understand them on a deeper level. And we spoke last week and I told you I was very picky about who I allow to even come into this space with me, because not everybody is open and willing to be vulnerable like that, because they're so they're still scarred from the trauma, you know what I'm saying? And so being vulnerable like that triggers them, and a lot of times it comes with drama, you know what I'm saying? It manifests as drama. Like the insecurity stuff and the possessiveness and the obsessiveness, and you know what I'm saying? And
well, not all people want to share their partners.
Right. And that's fine. And I'm cool with that. But there's a healthy side to that and there's an unhealthy side to that. And what I've found is the unhealthy side to that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people who don't want to share partners because of their own insecurity and their own trauma that they haven't healed from in the past. That's what's stopping them, and that's what's saying. But what I always tell people is, and I alluded to this last time when we spoke, is that a lot of people in a dating, if you're dating right now, you're pretty much in an open relationship.
That's true.
Because right, especially in the honeymoon phase, it's really sex-centered.
But they're letting you know your position, getting picked up at night, you're going out to dinner, you might be sleeping together, and there's no real commitment building. There's no talk of the future. There's really no commitment that's being built. It's very in the moment.
Very in the moment. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is that would be more in line with what an open relationship would be.
Yeah, and that could still be damaging. A lot of women that go through men that are indecisive and she really likes him, she's waiting for him to commit. These women end up hurt.
Yeah, yeah. And I could see that, but it's because mm-hmm. there's no open communication as to what that dynamic is going to be. Because I talk to a lot of these females, a lot of these women that go through these situations, and the reason why they're hurt and the reason why they're confused and the reason why they go through these situations is because they're led to believe, like, it starts off as like a fuck situation. If I could, you know, I don't want to be
too,
but it starts off as a fuck situation. But the way that the man carries himself, he does things that would lead her to believe that it's going down the intimate road. Right? So he wants to spend the night or wants her to spend the night.
Mm-hmm. You know
what I'm saying? He comes over and wants her to cook food for him, or he's cooking her food and they're doing things. They're going out, they talk every day on the phone and they're texting all the time and they go grocery shopping together. And I'm not saying they do all of those things, but I'm just saying any one of those things could lead a woman to believe that it's going to be more than just fucking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
a lot of guys blur that line from just being a fuck, you know what I'm saying? A fuck buddy or a friends with benefits.
But I think a woman's also lying to herself, because when a man's showing you bare minimum actions, I think there's going to be a point where you set that standard for yourself or what you're going to allow and what you're not.
Yeah, that's true. But also you got to understand a lot of women are just women, right? And what I mean by that is
just woman. I'm sorry.
What I mean by that is that all it takes really for a woman to be emotionally connected to somebody is sex a lot of the times, because that's a very vulnerable place for a woman to be. And so her to open herself up to a man like that, she's already feeling some type of way towards that man. And the more that they engage in those actions, even if they were just fucking, the more she's going to want more from that man, naturally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But and this is why I always go back to the man, because it's up to him to set those boundaries. It's up to him to set those standards.
So talking about those boundaries, though, and standards, how soon into those prospects are you telling them, hey, I'm in a poly relationship? I mean, it was one of the questions that we had asked earlier. I mean, how soon are you telling them? Is this something that they know right away? When you guys are fucking around, or?
Right away. Before even.
Okay. That's important.
Because.
That's very important.
And
they should have that free will.
I just let them know I have a main shorty and she knows about you and she knows that I have other women. The same way that I'm letting you know that I talk to other women. You know what I'm saying?
But a female like that you're attracting, sounds like a female in the moment. She's not really looking to build. Maybe she hooks up with a few other men because she's actually dealing with trauma. I know you said that women with trauma don't want to engage in these, but maybe it's that woman of trauma that's not really trying to get her man to settle down to just her, start a family. You know, maybe she's dealing with something where she's only willing to accept this side chick placement.
Well, first thing is I tell all of them to continue to seek options and to continue to see the guys that they're seeing, because it would be selfish of me for them to require them to stop seeing those other guys. Mm-hmm. And like I said last week too, I was talking shit really, but like I said, I want them to see those other guys. I want them to experience those other guys, so that way she understands and can see the value that I bring.
Does it ever make you nervous that she is seeing someone else, just because, I mean, they're having sexual intercourse too? I mean, how many of these women are actually in relationships that you're talking to?
Some of them are single. Some of them have relationships. Some of them are single mothers and they co-parent with their kid's father. I'm not ever moved by them being with another guy. It doesn't bother me because none of that determines who I am. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, in modern age, they call that a cuck.
No, a cuck is different. A cuck is someone...
I mean, but you're sharing the same cat.
No, a cuck is someone...
I never even heard this word, guys.
A cuck is someone who's in a relationship and they like to watch.
I get that. And I was actually, you know, I was kind of like emphasizing it. But I mean, the girl that you're sharing yourself with, she could have just banged a guy before she came and visited you. You might go down on her and be cleaning up a mess.
No, that doesn't happen because she has to A, pass a test. Like, she has to show me the report card before we go and do any of that stuff. I'm not just putting my mouth.
She might not have anything. She might be clean, but maybe a guy had his way with her earlier and she didn't get to go home and shower. No, or maybe she even did shower.
And I
maybe she even showered. It still could be a drip left over.
That's fine.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is, the first step is she would have to cross. She would have to pass certain tests when it comes to sex and stuff before we even engage. And then, should she pass those tests and we move forward to having sex, one of the things that's required is the shower. So we shower together. We do all these things. There's parts within the shower. Yeah. So all that is part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Again, like I said, you have to have standards for every aspect of the dynamic. So if it's just going to be fucking, you have to have fucking standards. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of guys don't. A lot of shorties don't either. And that's fine. But if you really want to move in this type of relationship, like, that's important to have standards, to have boundaries and things like that, to have limits. You know what I'm saying? Negotiables, you know what I mean? You have, you know, your non-negotiables, you have hard limits, you have soft limits. So there's a lot that goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for you to have this set up and established, you have to first be in a position to know yourself and what you want. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's a guy out there who wouldn't give a fuck and wouldn't even want her to take a shower, and he's going down on her and not even giving a fuck, and just he that's all he wants is just the fuck, and that's that. You know what I'm saying? And however it comes, it comes. You know what I mean? If you've been out dancing all night, he was not gonna give a fuck. He's gonna want to fuck after, all sweaty, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? There's people who, you know, it's popular now, eating bitches' ass and all that shit. That's all popular now, and I'm cool because I eat ass too. But it has to be. I have a regimen for that. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure the ass is clean. I don't just eat ass just to eat ass. You know what I'm saying? But some dudes, they'll just eat the ass with the dingleberries and everything. You know what I'm saying? Me, I don't. But it's all on the individual. You know what I'm saying? Every relationship is based on those individuals and what agreements they have with each other. Me, specifically, these are the standards I have for myself. And it's not what applies to every relationship. And I just want that to be known as well. Like, this isn't it's not like written law, written code that applies to all poly relationships or all open relationships or anything like that, or any non-monogamous relationship. This is just how and these are just the standards that we go by. And these are standards that I have for myself when I'm engaging with other women as well.
So I know that you said in the beginning of your relationship, you guys did a lot of research on it. How soon into your relationship did you guys start to decide on having a poly relationship?
Well, do you want to speak a little bit? And I've been doing a lot of talking.
Oh, I'd love to hear from her.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, it was like, Liz. Hey, Julie.
Hey, how are you? Is this Marie? Welcome.
This is Marie.
Welcome. Oh, okay.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
So,
go ahead.
Did you want me to repeat the question? I didn't know if you heard it. Sorry.
You asked how far into the relationship did we decide to be poly? Is that what it was? Right.
Yes. Yep.
It's kind of like we've been together for a really long time. And if you really want to break it down so it's not so long, King Zay has always been like very open as far as like other women in his life. He's always had other women, even when I came into the picture. And even in the beginning, I would get jealous of these women because it was just like, why, you know, at the time, I didn't really understand. And he would even say to me, you know, I want two wives. And I would be like, what? Like back then, what? No, we're not doing that. You know, we're not doing that. But further down the line, we actually, you know, we came to an agreement where he was just like, you know, we just became more open with our communication, and I became more accepting of the way he was as far as the way he was as himself. So it's just, I guess I just kind of accepted him for who he was. If he wanted to date other women, and you know, I considered that, okay, that's fine. I'll accept that, because our relationship was a lot more than just, I was okay with that because he's brought so much into my life, like as far as the man that he is and the things that he's taught me over the years and the way he guides me and leads me and the way he treats me and cares for me and he loves me, you know, it's just like, I'm like, okay, if, you know, he's always been like this. So, I mean, who am I to be like, nah, I'm going to try to change you? Because that's a lot of times women have that issue with men, is they always try to change the man, and instead of just accepting him for who he is. And even the other way around too, men try to change the woman instead of accepting her. And I guess it's just acceptance, you know? And so I can't really say officially, I guess you can say it was like, I don't know. Officially, I don't know how long.
It was always like that. So, I mean, once we learned about the terms, we was like, oh, I guess that's what we are.
And it was like literally just a conversation, because that's literally all it took, was a conversation. Because before, it was kind of like not clear, and there was a lot of misconceptions, and I didn't really know what was going on, and there was no like boundaries, or we didn't talk about, there was some things that weren't talked about. But once that conversation came, it was just like, it just happened from there, you know. It only takes a conversation and communication.
And I do have to say this too. The reason why I, you know, took the position of letting her know, like, hey, you know, I've always had these shorties around, they're gonna be around, is because I told her, I said, I'd be lying to you if I said that a woman's going to walk by and I'm not going to find her attractive, or I'm not going to think sexual thoughts, you know, or.
But there's a difference between thinking it and acting on it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. And I know myself. So, and that was what I was about to get at, is, or if the opportunity comes and, you know, me and the shorty were sexually attracted and it gets to that point, that I won't say no. You know what I'm saying? If I want to do it, I'd be lying to myself and I'd be lying to her. So I wanted to stay one true to myself, and I didn't want to lie and lead her on to believe that she's the only one, and she's the only one who can catch my eye, and you know, the only one that I'm sexually attracted to, because that's far from the truth. You know what I'm saying? I see women every day where I'm like, oh wow, she's pretty, or wow, you know. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to stay true to me. And I didn't want her to, you know, be led to believe that I wouldn't do this or that if the opportunity presented itself. And I just let her know, hey, if the opportunity ever came, just know that I would, you know, I would do it. Like, I wouldn't hold back, because if I really want to do something, I just want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how I always been. So she was okay with that. She was very accepting and open, and that's why it works. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. Honestly, I I think that it takes a very strong woman to be able to be in a poly relationship and build that security and trust. And it's amazing that you found a really good partner to be able to do that with.
Well, it sounds like to me that she's insecure because he has no self-control. Oh, gosh.
Here's Bill.
Hey, Bill. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining in. How are you?
I'm back. Hello, Kings A. And Maria. Hey, Bill.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is that we already had this conversation and we already knew that people were going to call me insecure. We already knew that was coming.
Well, yeah.
I actually think you're very secure.
Conversation because there's a lot of manipulation going on. In my relationships, I like to put my one and only woman at the top. She's going to be the beautiful one of any other girl. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to be out here giving into temptations when I see another girl because, I might feel like it today. You get what I'm saying? So that's where I would disagree. But to each his own, right?
Yeah, you don't even have a woman. So how about we focus on that part first? Work on doing that first before you talk about who's manipulating who here.
I always thought that manipulation was needed.
You know what I'm saying? He's been exposed, so he has to cover it up.
So, I Bill, think
you're exposing yourself.
You sound like a cult leader.
Okay. There we go with the labels again.
I understand you're a man with no labels.
I thought I was a pimp.
Anything on anything. That's why you don't marry nobody. That's why it's just your little boo thing. That's why there's other boo things on the side.
Boo things. Here we go with the boo things. And all that. I told you guys.
I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
could. There's labels to things because that's why we have words. You know what I'm saying? We have words to explain what is. It's not necessarily
Bill, a label. Have you heard of some cultures where they have multiple wives?
I'm not very familiar with
it. Like this goes back to biblical times.
I'm sure there are.
Okay.
But in today's age, I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
So could we accept that maybe King Zay does things differently in his life and respect that? Because he's being honest with the people around him. Because I know you said you're a one man woman, and we respect that as well. But could we accept the fact that maybe King Zay just operates differently?
I mean, sure, that could happen too. But it sounds like when the relationship first started, it didn't want to be a poly thing. It was kind of manipulated into being a poly thing because bro had no self-control. And he said, you know, I'm going to cheat on you.
But he was honest. No, he was honest from the very beginning.
She wasn't strong enough to say, you know what? No, I want a man who treats me like I'm the only one. And she instead stuck around, basically, and let bro do him. That's what it sounds like to me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to put any labels on anything. It's all relative anyway, right? King's A, it's all relative.
I don't relate at all.
Different relationship styles. I mean,
it's relative. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, it seems like
to each his own, basically.
We talked about earlier how in a situation where we said if somebody cheated, would you stay? And the first thing you have to ask yourself is, would you stay? So do you think the terms of their relationship might have just changed? The dynamic, Bill?
Sure, that could have been it. So he cheated. Let's not even say King Zay, but a man cheated and she contemplated on leaving him but chose to stay. But he was like, yeah, but I'm still gonna, whenever there's a fly girl around, you know what I'm saying? I might poke at it if I want to. You know what I'm saying? So it's all relative, right?
Because you missed the part where
it sounds real relative to me. Like, yeah. So, yeah, if you're in a relationship and you're swinging, you know what I'm saying? That's cool that you share your wife with but I don't think it's healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Clearly, you missed the part.
That's more I'm focused on the health.
Bill, did you take the attachment test? Like, what's your attachment style?
I would love to know his attachment style. Please take it.
Did you take it, Bill?
I have to take the test and really. He's
very insecure. Very insecure.
One that's dependent.
Yes.
So you guys think that he's the anxious attachment style?
Yeah.
The yes. Whichever attachment style makes him dependent, that's the one he is. So
he clearly that could be the
conversation where.
So I took the test and it was really that I really can't count on anybody. I'm dependent on my own.
So which one was that?
Avoidant. Isn't that avoidant?
Were you avoidant?
Maybe that's what it was, avoidant.
Maybe.
Well, they have the anxious avoidant as well.
I think that's what it was. It was like when you get close to something, you shake away from it, stuff like that.
He's an anxious avoidant. Okay.
Isn't that sounds like someone who's scared of commitment to me.
That means he wouldn't like a change. No,
because I haven't found the right one to get committed to. I think that's what it is.
I told you were projecting.
I'm not projecting at all. I'm being completely honest.
You get close to something and shake it off.
So, what are you talking about, sir?
You just said that you get close to something and shake it off.
So well, I feel like I might shake it off because it's not what I want. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's because you're afraid of commitment. That's why you shake it off. That's what that type of
attachment is. I don't think I'm afraid of commitment, though.
Ooh, that's a good point, Kingsley.
Right? He said he gets close to something and then shakes it off.
That's what the test
said. That's his own words. I didn't say that.
Yeah, that does kind of sound like
that's what the test said. I'm being honest about that, yes.
Interesting.
That's what the test said, and that's what you agreed with.
Yeah. I don't agree with it.
You just did.
No, I feel like I want to commit to somebody, but I haven't found the right person that I want to commit to with yet.
That's not what you said.
Do you have fear of rejection? Do you have fear of rejection?
No, I don't feel rejection at all.
Okay, because that's part of the anxious attachment style.
You don't fear being rejected?
I feel like I don't want to be tied down.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's what it is, but it's not even there's other women, but tied down, like, I want to, like, maybe you're I want to have something, like, maybe I want to travel the world, and that's not what she wants to do.
Maybe.
And
so that wasn't the right partner for you to begin with?
Or maybe. I wasn't willing to
there's a whole lot of maybes. It's all
about meeting someone halfway. I can't be stingy and be like, all right, well, I'm just going to do what I do anyways, and you're going to have to accept it or it's over.
We got to be that's halfway. Not even how that went.
He so didn't stand on it.
What was that?
So you're going to waver in who you are to appease the woman?
If our values and our, you know what I'm saying, what we see ourselves in 5 years is not aligning, then no.
Fuck 5 years.
I
right
can't
now.
Commit to that.
Like right now, like in the beginning, as soon as you guys start
in talking. In the beginning, because how long are you going to date this person to realize they're not the right person for me? Mm. You should be talking about all this stuff right in the beginning. Hey, I want to travel. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to be in a poly relationship. You're not going to go 6 months to a year into a relationship. Bam, this is what I want. And they're like, oh, that's not what I wanted. Yeah, and then you just waste a whole year of your freaking life. No.
It's a waste.
No, that's
so that's
right
what
in
it
the
sounded like it happened with King Zay. It sounded like it was like this.
No, he was straight up and upfront with her about what was going on.
She said that they was dating for years. He was like talking about
if the relationship like, probably was founded on that though. At one point, when is it Marie's problem? Like it was probably like that since the jump. So she already knew what it was.
It was. That's what she said.
Yeah.
She said it.
She said she knew what it was from the jump.
But she said she didn't want it to be that way.
Yeah, that's her own problem. Her emotions aren't his problem.
I'm just talking about the help.
She figured it out and she made a choice.
Sure, so yeah.
Anyone jumping into it is going to have a little bit of insecurity about it at first until they start to understand the life and their partner and having that communication and trust with each other. Everyone's going to feel insecure at first.
I mean...
What was that?
Yeah, jump in.
I don't believe that. I'm saying
she's gonna tell you right now.
Well, what I was gonna say.
Oh, I'm sure. Like you don't have to feel insecure though in a healthy relationship. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I was gonna say that. Okay. Number one, I know we're on a podcast, but I really don't need to explain myself to anybody. Okay, but. Okay. Especially to somebody that really wouldn't understand the type of relationship that we have. If they're very close-minded, they're not going to understand. And they're going to say that, oh, the woman's insecure. Oh, she was manipulated. Oh, she's being controlled. But they don't have the open mind to really understand or the in-depthness of what type of relationship we have. So to sit here and say that I'm insecure and he's manipulating me, you can't even understand the type of relationship we're in to even make those type of claims. So like I said in the beginning, when we first got into our relationship, he has always been like this with other women. He's always had other women around. And it actually, we were talking for like 7 years. Okay, 7 years before we actually got into a committed relationship. Okay, it wasn't 1 year. It wasn't 1 month like most people do. They think because they're in a honeymoon relationship, they know the person. We were talking for like 7 years. And that's a long ass time. And so then we got into a committed relationship. And yes, we still were figuring things out. And like any relationship does, like you're not going to have everything perfect.
So just like how a fucking cult commits to their fucking religion. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Sounds like a whole bunch of Mormonism. Are you gonna let me? That's all I'm saying. It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm gonna step in right now.
Hey, King's number one. Do her a favor and like let her free, dog. She's fucking crazy.
I'm going to say,
all right. Come on, break it up.
And number two, I'm going to say, wait your fucking turn. Shut the fuck up. Don't interrupt her and wait your fucking turn. All right? Because we all know you don't get pussy. Now, pussy is talking to teach you how to get pussy, but you're not listening. That's why you don't get pussy, nigga. So shut the fuck up and don't disrespect my shorty like that again. So I'm going to give her back the phone so she can finish her thought and shut the fuck up and don't interrupt her like that again. You fuck.
Yo, he just dipped out.
Yo, Bill, thanks for coming on the show. I mean, it's a tough topic. We always like to hear your stories. You guys, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe to our page. If you go to our Instagram page, you can leave a message, share a story, and hopefully you can get it, you know, heard on our podcast. Anyways, Marie, what were you saying?
Sorry. All right. So, yeah, that's all I was saying was that, there was a time where, yes, like, there was things that weren't, like, talked about or, like, cleared up, I should say. Like, they weren't communicated, so there came a point where we did communicate, and our communication has gotten a lot stronger. Our relationship bond has gotten a lot stronger. Like, we just, we're more open with each other, and we talk about everything, you know, and it's just like I said, it just really took that conversation to really understand and accept things. And I don't know, like, the whole cult and manipulation thing, like, I don't even understand. I don't even understand how he's getting that off of that, because like I said, when you don't have an open mind about things, you're not really going to understand. Like, you got to, when it comes to relationships, you really got to be open about different things, because not everybody comes in a cookie cutter. Like, you can't think everybody's going to be the same. Oh, like when I'm in a relationship, you can't think like they're going to be the way you expect them to be. You know what I mean? So you got to be open to different things. And if you don't want to be in that type of relationship, that's okay. But to sit here and try to talk down on people because they're in another type of relationship, that's just retarded. And it just shows that you don't have any type of understanding on relationships, especially if you're saying you're a relationship expert. You know, that's definitely not the case. You know what I'm saying?
And I just want to add on to this, too, just to bring some clarity. And again, like she said, she said it beautifully when we're on a podcast. We don't really have to explain this shit. We really don't even talk about this shit to people because we understand, like, the mindset of the social constructs and people just not under. This is taboo. You know what I mean? This isn't really like something that's out there like that. It's becoming mainstream, but it's becoming mainstream for the wrong reasons. Like, people are trying to do this shit so that they can have threesomes and foursomes and other shit, but it's not that. But I just wanted to add that after that 7 year and I decided to make her my girl, the misunderstanding that was had that she was talking about with the communication had to do with she was going off of what people said a boyfriend and a girlfriend should be.
Yeah, that's right.
Rather than, and so I would challenge her and say, well, who made up that rule? Who says that I have to now stop talking to everybody? Who said that I can't talk to girls now and I can't text? I'm like, who made up that rule? well, it's just, you know, and then it was like, oh, well, it's just that that's what's supposed to be when you're a boyfriend and a girlfriend. You're not supposed to. And I said, yeah, but that's the problem, because everybody gets into, they get caught up in labels and titles. And then they take on the default rules for that title that society put on there, instead of establishing what the rules are for themselves. Like, this is what a boyfriend is for me. This is what a girlfriend is for me. This is what a wife is for me. This is what a husband is for me. Instead, they take the title and then superimpose society's rules and standards on that title and expect you to meet that expectation. And this is why I really believe relationships fail, because they're trying to live an expectation that they didn't set for themselves. And so they low-key are setting themselves up for failure rather than setting the standards and the boundaries within that dynamic themselves, having that conversation with your partner to say, hey, how is this going to work out if I'm your girl? You know what I'm saying? What that look like? What does that mean? What are the rules? What are the boundaries? What is it going to be like when you interact with the opposite sex? And what's it going to be like for the other person when they're interacting with the opposite sex? And you guys have to agree on those terms. And then you move forward with the dynamic. But everybody else, they're going off of the title. Yeah. And these, I always ask people, like, where's the book on relationships that said that this is the rules? Like, for a boyfriend and for a girlfriend and for a husband and for, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody could show me that book. But yet they expected me to live by that. And I was always anti.
Watch how Bill might come with a book, the Bible.
Yeah, he's probably going to make one up because he's been lying and talking out his ass this whole time. So
yeah,
I could give a fuck about his book, because that book is just toilet paper in my opinion, because it's all full of shit. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, Maria wants to talk. I'm done. I don't want to get too caught up.
Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you.
You know what I'm
King
saying?
Zay, Marie, thank you so much. It's been an honor to be able to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for opening up and letting us into your life. We really, really appreciate you guys coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
And I know that you said that, you know, you don't really have to talk about it. This is a podcast. But just kind of some final thoughts on it is that I am happy that you guys came and you guys did talk about it, and that both of you are talking about it together, because it shows that you guys have that good trust and communication. And there might be people out there that have thought about being in a poly relationship that just haven't done it yet due to having insecurity. So being able to hear you guys and hear the type of relationship that you guys have, you know, it might open up doors for other relationships, you know, that are listening. So I really do appreciate you guys coming on and giving us your input. And thank you, Maria, for, you know, coming on. We're happy to hear from you this time.
Of course. Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. And again, I encourage everybody to just open up the lines of communication. If in any relationship, whether it's just a fuck buddy or a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever level you guys are on, just open the lines of communication, open your minds. And there's no need to deprive yourself of your desires and the things that you want. It's just as easy as having a conversation with the person that you're with and seeing if they're open to it. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much it, really.
Thank you so much, Marie.
Thank you.
Kingsay, it was great having you. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your night.
Have a good night.
No doubt.
Bye.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Okay, I just wanted to wrap it up. That was amazing. And I just wanted to wrap it up. Understanding your attachment style is crucial for personal growth and improving relationships. It helps you to recognize and change unhelpful patterns, communicate more effectively, and build stronger, more secure connections. Whether you're single, dating, or in a long-term relationship, this knowledge can guide you towards healthier interactions and greater emotional well-being. By exploring these attachment styles, we aim to provide you with the tools to enhance your relationships and improve your emotional health. Keep reflecting on these concepts and remember that growth is a continuous journey. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, everyone. It's been great discussing attachment styles with you guys. Remember to thank our guests for joining for today. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast to help reach more listeners. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dive into a few more relationship topics and personal growth. Make sure to follow us on social media at Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. Don't forget to leave us a voicemail if you want one of your stories to be heard. Feel free to reach out with any feedback or suggestions. We hope that you guys all have a good night. And again, thank you for hopping on.